watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, April 3rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Right now operating with just the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and the TuneIn app. Hopefully, as soon as we get power back out at the transmitter site, our engineer, Del Reynolds, will get us back up and running on the Simple Radio app, as well as the radio station's website, WCHY.us, and, of course, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. This segment, I'd like to ask you to join me in prayer for our patriot brother, Dave Ajma. Dave has sacrificed his body for our country. Years and years of being in the Air Force in a fighter jet, subjecting his body to G-forces that are just unbearable, having crushed his disc in his back. He had to have some back surgery. He had some back surgery. They called him and said, sorry, sir, but we think you have some major infection going on in your body. Some major, major, major infection. So he's going into the hospital. He's going to be put on some IV antibiotics. And it's very, very, very critical what's happening in his body as he recovers from this back surgery. Somehow, some way, he got infected. So greatly appreciate your prayers for Dave Ajma as he goes through this antibiotic treatments. Lord, Father God, we pray that the antibiotics work, kill the infection in his back, and restore him to his perfect self. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that for me. One of the things that we're looking for in Lansing is accountability as they go through the budget. As they go through this process of negotiating. We want responsible government here in the state of Michigan. It's that simple. One of the things that we're looking for is the process. Be fair, be open, be transparent. That's all we're asking for. Bottom line. If you guys can't do the job, then don't run for re-election. It's that simple. We want people. We want people that will absolutely do the right thing for us in Lansing when it comes to this budget. We want responsible government. We want to be able to pay less taxes. We want to pay less money to Lansing to operate our state government. If you guys don't get that, then do us a favor. Don't run for re-election, please. We're done with it. I got another story about the budget. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Expanded unemployment benefits began yesterday. Who needs to be on unemployment right now? With all of the jobs, help wanted signs, businesses needing people, why is this a thing? The maximum amount people can receive on unemployment increased yesterday for the first time since 2002. The maximum benefit increased by $84 a week. Now, being unemployed, $446 a week. And the number of weeks that you can be on unemployment increased from 20 to 26. These changes were signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer back in December. The 2024 changes to the unemployment benefits are not going to stop this year. Next year, in 2026, it's going to increase to $530 a week, and in 2027, it's going to go to $614 a week. Changes to funding will be determined on a case-by-case basis for claims filed after January 1st this year, 2025. Changes to weeks are not going to be retroactive and will only be applied to people filing claims on or after yesterday. The new Unemployment Insurance Agency Director Jason Palmer said the increases in benefits and weeks will put extra money into the pockets of thousands of Michiganders at a time when they need it the most. They'll be able to spend that additional money at local businesses in communities all across Michigan. The amount allowed for each dependent of an unemployed worker will also raise from $6 to $12.66. Starting in 2028, the treasurer would link the weekly benefits and dependent amounts will be tied to the National Consumer Price Index published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're tying it into inflation, basically. Palmer went on to say unemployment benefits stabilize households' budgets, provide a safety net for families while workers search for a new job. The UIA spokesperson, Nick Anzaldef, said about 3% of the calls coming in were questions regarding these changes, which has been about the same for employers calling in to our Office of Employer Ombudsman. We've opened up lines of communications with employers and also our monthly employer advisor newsletter. And we will lean on those resources to educate the employer community with the law's new changes in impact. Well, the union, Michigan AFL-CIO President Ron Bieber, thanked the Democrats who helped pass this. Senator Paul Wojnow of Warren, John Cherry, Democrat of Flint, Sam Singh, East Lansing, and Mary Cavanaugh, Democrat from Redford. Of course, this was passed last year, 2024, when they had the majority in both the House and the Senate. Bieber said, amid unprecedented attacks by the Trump administration on millions of government workers, union workers, and the working class at large, these improvements to Michigan's unemployment insurance system will be key, Bieber said. Unemployment insurance. Something that the union president for the AFL-CIO is applauding, and then he's going to attack the Donald Trump administration. Well, do you know who wasn't attacking the president yesterday in the Rose Garden? Members of the UAW, auto workers, as well as the Teamsters, the truck drivers. These tariffs, absolutely driving the left crazy. Senator Coons, the communist senator, bad-mouthing and slamming Donald Trump's tariffs. Anything Kuntz is against, I'm for. It's that simple. The guy's a full-blown one-world globalist communist senator. Anything he slams, I totally support. Bottom line, president also of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council, Steve Claywell, also applauded the unemployment increases yesterday. Strong unemployment benefits are a necessity. Some of these system changes have been made, were the first in 22 years. They're long overdue, applauded, and welcomed by the Michigan's labor movement. Yeah, I guess. Whatever. Kind of interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Well, the bottom line is this, folks. What we do in increasing unemployment just makes it that much more difficult for them to get a job in the private sector. Now you have increased benefits. You have longer, 6 more weeks that you can be unemployed. What motivates people to go out and get a job? I guess if you can get by on $446 a week, good for you. But anyway, just caught my eye and I thought you guys need to know about it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer activated the Michigan National Guard, sending them up here to northern Michigan to help clear the debris caused by the late season ice storm that swept through the state on Sunday. Gretchen Whitmer added that Alcona and Antrim counties have lifted their trucking restrictions. Two specialized National Guard teams were sent to help and set up emergency room overflow at the My Michigan Medical Center in Alpena. We are continuing our all-hands-on-deck approach to help families and communities impacted by the storms. Power restoration is our top priority. And I'm grateful to our utility partners for positioning hundreds of utility workers to help get the state back online as fast as possible. One of the things that we're looking at here is she, in giving this interview to 9 and 10 news reporter Sheldon Cruz, said fuel and supplies are now becoming an issue. Some gas stations actually running out of gas up in the UP when they shut down the Mackinac Bridge due to ice. Well, those few fuel delivery trucks are back on the roads today. 20 shelters in northern Michigan are being run by the Red Cross. Given the amount of ice that remains on cables, towers, and falling ice closures are likely to be lengthy, and until the temperatures start warming up, we will stay on top of it and be monitoring it. Mackinac Bridge was actually closed for the third time in 3 days due to ice falling from the cables. Even local emergency service vehicles were discouraged from crossing the bridge. She said some of the sheets falling from the towers were as large as garage doors, and ice spears from the cable falling hundreds of feet. Extremely dangerous, and forced us to shut down the bridge. Very, very interesting. Lastly, Whitmer said that she would like to talk with President Trump to possibly get the area declared a federal emergency area, which would bring in funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency known as FEMA. Then why haven't you done it? I mean, this is Thursday. The storms hit on Sunday. You're not going to pick up the phone and call the president? Okay, whatever. Bottom line, Michigan Department of Transportation, as well as the Department of Natural Resources, were pressed into service as well to help clear the roads and urge people in the area to stay home. Please don't be out and about. Don't consume fuel unless it's absolutely necessary, because we want to be sure that we're able to help people heat their homes as well as allow the first responders to do what they need to do in restoring the power. So with the roads, some of them still being blocked by downed trees, they're asking everybody to basically stay home. Hunker down and let them get the work done. So we'll wait and see how quickly this gets restored as we get pressing breaking news releases sent to the radio station. We'll be reporting on them. Absolutely appreciate this information coming in from MERS News Service. Let's see, one other thing. What did we have here? No, that's something else. Okay, I thought that was part of it. Nope, that's not it. Okay, I thought I was been waiting for this breaking news announcement out of Lansing right now. It hasn't come in yet. So we'll keep looking here during the bottom of the hour. Hopefully it'll come in. I got an alert on my phone, but I haven't seen the email yet. So I want to read the full story and let you know about it. Let's see. What do we got? A couple minutes here. Let's get this one in real quick. Attorney General wins preliminary injunction against Donald Trump's mass firings. Coalition of 20 attorney generals, including Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel, secured a preliminary injunction in a lawsuit challenging Trump's administration's mass firings of federal probationary employees. The injunction protects federal probationary employees who live or work in the plaintiff states, including Michigan, and orders 20 federal agencies to reinstate these unlawfully terminated probationary employers while the case continues. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. The lawsuit seeks immediate relief, and a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order on March 13th for 18 federal agencies. Various departments of the federal government, some people actually living, working here in the state of Michigan. In addition to Michigan, Maryland, Minnesota, District of Columbia, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. And Michigan was part of it. Well, it'll be appealed. We'll see what happens. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.